Today we have lesson number 51, which is the final lesson in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Terumos. We will be studying the last two Mishnayos in the Maseches, that is Perek Yud Aleph, Mishneh Yud, Mishneh Tes and Mishneh Yud, the 11th Perek, the 9th and 10th and final Mishneh. In Mishneh Tes, we will be learning now about the ability of the Kohen to feed animal food, karshinin, which are truma, to his animals. Karshine truma, if a Kohen has these karshinim, which are mispo, which are animal fodder of truma, if they come from wheat, barley, whatever, then he can feed them, ma'achilin osom, the Kohen can feed them, la'behemo v'la'chayo v'la'tarnagolim, to his animals, cows, deer, chicken, whatever he happens to have. But they must be his animals. So Yisroel she'sochar poro mi'kohen, if a Yisroel rents an animal, a cow, from the Kohen, the Yisroel ma'achilo karshine truma. The Yisrael can give this animal to eat, karshinim, which are truma, because he's feeding a Kohen's animal. V'chohen shesochar poro mi Yisrael, however, the reverse, if the Kohen is renting a cow from a Yisrael, afal pishem izonoseho olov, even though the Kohen is responsible to feed this animal, lo ya'achileno karshine truma, he cannot feed it fodder from truma, because the Kohen can only give truma to an animal if this animal is, as the Pasuk says in Parshas Emor, Kohen ki yikne nefesh kinyan kaspo hu yochal bo. Nefesh means even nefesh behemo, the Gemara says, but it must be kinyan kaspo, the Kohen must actually own it. Here, he is merely renting it. Yisroel sheshom poro mi Kohen. Suppose a Yisroel takes a poro from a Kohen and says to the Kohen, I'm going to take your animal, your poro, and I'm going to fatten it up and give it back to you in 30 days and it'll be a much more valuable, fatter poro. That's the shom. That's the process of being shom. So Yisroel sheshom poro mi Kohen, if a Yisroel takes this Kohen's animal, and with the deal that he will fatten it up, lo ya'achileno karshine truma, he is not permitted to feed it karshinim, animal food of truma, because the Yisroel received this animal at its value. The animal now is totally under the responsibility of the Yisroel. The Yisroel is responsible for this animal, so it is as if it is the Yisroel's animal, not the Kohen's, and it can't be fed truma. However, the reverse, v'chohen sheshom poro mi Yisroel, a Kohen who takes from a Yisroel a cow and says to the Yisroel, I will have it for a month and I'll fatten it up. During this month, it's kind of like mine. So the Mishnah says, here it is, the Kohen's. The Kohen is chayav biachrayos. He's responsible for fattening up this animal during this month. During this month, it's that if it's, it is as if it was his. He's allowed to feed it animal food, even if the animal food is from Terumah. Now we come to the final Mishnah of Maseches Terumos, in which we will learn about Shemen Strefa. Shemen Strefa is Shemen Shel Terumah, which became Tomei, which the only use you can use it for, the Kohen can use it for, is to use it as fuel. He uses it for fuel, he's allowed to do that. A Zor, a non-Kohen, cannot use it for fuel. Although a Zor is allowed to have Hana'ah from Truma, he cannot have what's called Hana'ah Shel Kiloi. He cannot have the benefit of the fuel of Truma Tameya. Only a Kohen can. However, in this Mishnah, we will learn certain exceptions, where even non-Kohanim can use for fuel, for heat, or for light, Shemen Srefa, which is Shemen of Truma Tameya. And number one, it can be used for the public benefit, for the community's benefit, even if the community is not Kohanim. Madlikin shemen strefa bevotech nesios. And therefore you can kindle shemen strefa, that's shemen of truma tumeya, in a shul, or bevote midroshos, in a base medrash where you're studying Torah, uve mevoos ha'afelim, or in the dark alleyways, where for the public welfare is necessary to light up the street. So you can use it, even though it's shel kohen, even though it's shel truma. V'algabe hacholin, and similarly, if a person is sick and needs a warm house or needs light, even if that person is not a kohen, you can use the fuel of shemen strefa for him, birshus kohen, with the permission of the kohen, or, as others say, birshus kohen, if there's a kohen around somewhere, in the town, or in the shul, in the sick beds, in the sick room, there is a kohen around. Bas Yisroel shenisesh lekohen, a Yisroel's daughter who married a kohen, she's married to a kohen, she's allowed to eat truma. V'hi lemudo etzel avia, she is habitually by her father. She went to visit her father, the Yisroel, for the summer, and she's with her. So can she take the shemen strefa and the father use it for his lighting up his house and his fuel bill? Yes, avia madlik birushusa. She's also hanging around the house. She'll get some benefit from it. So the father, the non-kohen, can use this shemen strefa in his home as fuel. Madlikin beveis hamishta, you can use shemen strefa as fuel to illuminate or to heat a wedding party, avalo beveis ha'ovel, but not a group of mourners, a shiva house. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda's reasoning is that in the wedding, everyone's wearing their fine suits and their fine gowns. So they're not going to pachke with the shemen strefa. They're not going to start playing with the shemen strefa and possibly misuse it because they're afraid to soil their clothes. So therefore, madlikin beveis hamishta, says Rabbi Yehuda. But beveis ha'evel, when people are wearing dirty clothes anyway, they may come to play around with the shemen strefa and in some way misuse it. So holds Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi says quite the contrary. Rabbi Yossi omer beveis ha'evel abelo beveis hamishta. You can do it in the mourner's house because the mourner's nebuch, everybody there is being menachem avel, they're sad, they're serious, they're not going to play around with the shemen strefa and use it for some improper purpose. Avelo beveis hamishta, by a wedding, everybody's happy, dancing, and therefore they may become a little lax and they may actually use the shemen strefa for some improper purpose. Rabbi Meir Oser Kanvakan. Rabbi Meir is a machmir, and he says in the Beis Hamishta, I'm concerned that they may get a little drunk or a little loose and misuse a shemen strefa. In the Beis Evel, they're wearing dirty clothing anyway, they may misuse a shemen strefa. So therefore, they can't use shemen strefa, not in a Beis Evel, not in a Beis Mishta. But Rabbi Shimon Matir Kanvakan. Rabbi Shimon says quite the contrary. In a wedding, they're afraid to soil their clothing. In the Beis Evel, they're too fazorked. They're too sad and upset and aggrieved to misuse the Shemen Strefa. And therefore, Shemen Strefa, according to Rabbi Shimon, can be used in the Beis Mishta and in a Beis Evel. Selik Maseches Trumos. With this, we have finished the entire Masechta of Truma. We have completed Lesson 51. Ribbono Shel Olam, give us the schus to continue to learn more Sforim and to finish more Sforim in this series, this wonderful series of Mishneh Yomis. Shkoyach to everyone for listening, and Hatzlocha in all your further Talmud Torah.